You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, so much has been happening. There are so many things on the horizon. So much. It's incredible. Well, I already told you that the United Nations lost their battle in this country. And being that we have just entered an election year, in November, Clinton and the administration decided not to send our troops to Bosnia under the United Nations flag, but to send them under the NATO organization. What they didn't tell the American people is that NATO was formed under the authority of the United Nations. And before NATO could deploy troops to Bosnia, they had to have a resolution passed from the United Nations Security Council, which happened. Not only that, but there are other things going on, ladies and gentlemen. See, this is a disguised United Nations operation. It can only result in one thing, a stronger United Nations, a stronger world police organization, a bigger tear down of the sovereignty of nation states, the dissolution, if you will, of the sovereignty of nation states, not just the United States, but all nation states. It establishes once again the precedent that the United Nations, NATO, outside forces can tell sovereign countries what to do. And here they're telling you that they're going to solve a war that's been going on for over 700 years. Can you believe the arrogance of that kind of a statement? Not only that, but they say we have to send troops to Bosnia, ladies and gentlemen, because if we don't, the rest of the world will think that we've lost our leadership position. And that's not true at all either, because the rest of the world, I guarantee you, is laughing at this. And then they parade these people in front of Congress to answer questions. One of the questions asked is, do you think we're going to suffer casualties? Oh, yes, we're going to suffer casualties. Do you think this is going to end the war? Well, it probably won't end the war. What they'll probably do is wait until we leave and the war will resume again. Now, if that's true, just how stupid do we have to be to buy that? Why lose one American if the people that are sending our troops over there are telling us that it's not going to stop that war, that it could flare up while our troops are there? It is absolutely certain that we're going to suffer casualties. That means dead American men and women, and maybe lots of them. And then they have the unmitigated gall to tell us that as soon as we leave in 1 year, it's going to start up all over again. Just as it has done throughout the history of the world. Come on, folks. I mean, you know, do we really have to be stupid forever? And I know a lot of you are sitting out there saying, well, it's not my kid's going. I don't care. I don't know anybody that's going. I don't care. Doesn't hurt me. And that's a lie also. It does hurt you. And if one American dies for nothing, it hurts all of us. Every single one of us. And there's nothing patriotic about it. Has nothing to do with this country or this nation or the Constitution or the ideals and principles of liberty. Those people have been killing each other for 700 years. They're going to be killing each other for a lot more years until they decide to stop. It's like two kids fighting over a toy. You can go in and break up the fight. Yeah, you can. You can make them stand in the corner. But the next time they're standing on each side of that toy, that fight's going to start up again, I guarantee you. Now, I know that most of the listeners to this broadcast understand exactly what I'm talking about and are squarely on the right side of this issue. I also know there's some of you out there that listen to this broadcast all the time because you can't help yourself, are seething that I wouldn't even dare make these statements. Sending our troops to Bosnia is a breach of constitutional authority. In 1988, the United States Senate, ladies and gentlemen, did a study. It's over 1,000 pages long. I have it in my hand right now. The result of this study of the war powers of the president versus the powers of the Congress were that the president has no right to send troops anywhere without the authority of the Congress. That's a fact. And we just may make that study available to the American people here pretty soon. I have to figure out how much it's going to cost us to reproduce it. But anyway, it's over 1,000 pages long, ladies and gentlemen. What it says clearly is the president does not have the authority that he says he has. And that's a study that was done as recently as 1988. A lot of the people who were in Congress in 1988 are in Congress right now. So why are they parroting this assertion, contradicting their own study, now telling us that he does have that authority? I tell you that you're closer to world government and the New World Order than you ever dreamed, ladies and gentlemen. So you better pay attention and watch out. I'm going to be taking calls tonight and talk about anything you want to talk about. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. But first, I want you to listen to this in its entirety. It takes about 5 minutes. So if you call now and I pick up, you're going to be hanging on the phone for 5 minutes. If you don't want to hang on for 5 minutes, don't call now.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Something's not right.
Throughout your arms. Please take my mask and leave. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, say the fact.
Get out of this house. Surrender your taxes. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. As for this, I do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, the money founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike sends Lucifer as God across this land, and Clinton Sane takes a mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar's right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike.
Order
out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rapes the nation.
Order out of chaos.
Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Come on, man. You're surrounded. By the UN in white and blue. The ATF, the men in black, of the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird
dreams. Many combinations.
The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get here. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID? Debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. For who? Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation. For who? Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of healthcare benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Planned confusion. Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah. The Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened. That they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, but by master plan. Rhodes Scholar oration, Clinton speaks and rates the nation. Luciferian subjugation, New World Order, Illuminati coronation, orders of the quest, think they're superior, they think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little cat.
Skull and Bones, colon G, Knight Templar, Harvard University. Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CFR, Albatross.
She's a party. Rockefeller, Bob.
MK Ultra, ISA, from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder is a game they play.
Galileo, NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium, 2000.
You old son. They'll call it the Lucifer.
For fun. Pyramid Giza, Hitler called it the Luciferian Millennium.
1,000 points of light.
Love of Rome, Thunderdome, I require Lucifer cut. If you ain't lived, y'all go back.
Wake up stupid to read the scoop, Mullen, Sutton, Griffin, and tune in to Coop. Bohemian Grove, Beverly Hall, Lord Betrayer, they want it all.
Yeah, they want it all.
Kissinger, Gingrich, Army, Buckley, Dole, New World Order, authoritarian control.
Counterfeit.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Yes, I was wondering if you could, next month I have to perform jury duty in my county here in my state, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what do I have to look up to find out about the gold fringe on the flag, because I'd like to give the people that I plan to be in jury duty with a little education while I'm there.
That would not be a good idea.
Oh, no. Okay.
No. If you are selected for jury duty,
mm-hmm.
and once you have gone through the whole trial and everything, and you get in there and you're trying to make your decision,
mm-hmm.
then you should memorize. Do you have a FIJA pamphlet?
A what?
Fully Informed Jury Association?
No, I don't.
I don't have the number with me. I wasn't anticipating any question like this. So I don't have any of this stuff laying around here, but you should contact the Fully Informed Jury Association.
I'm sure I can find out from one of the local patriot groups in my area.
Okay, get one of the pamphlets and memorize the whole thing.
Okay.
I mean, really, memorize it.
Good.
And when you get in there and you start to decide the merits of the case, I mean, don't screw around. If the guy's guilty, vote him guilty and put him away where he belongs. If the guy's innocent, vote him innocent and get him the hell out of there.
I wasn't even thinking along those lines. I was just thinking about the possibility of...
No, forget it.
...meeting some people that I might...
No.
...opportunity to educate otherwise.
No. In the first place, if you open your mouth before you're selected for a jury, you'll never be selected.
Well, I have a feeling that from some of the things I write in the newspaper, local newspaper regarding the New World Order using my name, I have a feeling that before I get before the judge, somebody's going to recognize the name anyway and say...
Well, they might, but don't assume that. Just keep your mouth shut, try to get on a jury, and do your duty.
Okay.
If it's a case where somebody is being railroaded illegally and unlawfully using some combination of screwball laws, then that's when you should sit down in the jury room after the trial is over and you're trying to decide the verdict.
Okay.
And explain to the other jurors what you know.
Right.
That you've learned from the Fiji pamphlet.
I ask your advice on one other thing?
Yes.
If possible, I'm calling from the East Coast, and out here we're getting a lot of interference from the British Broadcasting Corporation, which is broadcasting on 5.075. They're really frowning you over most nights.
I wonder why.
Well, it's been going on now for several months. This is the first opportunity I've had to get through to you. But I've called the FCC and I've called WWCR, and WWCR thanked me for the call and said, you know, there was nothing they could do about it.
That's not true. WWCR can change frequencies.
Well, I certainly hope they will, and I hope they'll take it to heart, because I've called the FCC and the FCC says, well, there's nothing we can do about it. That's a foreign country. We can't regulate what they do.
Baloney. There are treaties, and the treaties say that they cannot interfere with other broadcasts.
They're drowning out all of WWCR's programming from...
Well, this is the wrong place. We're wasting airtime. I can't do anything about it. WWCR can, and FCC can.
Okay.
So those are the people you need to call. And don't take any crap from them. Tell them, hey, that's your job. And WWCR can switch frequencies.
All right, thanks a lot for the information on FIGAA.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
More stuff on Bosnia here, folks, just to let you know the truth about what's going on there. And you see, putting this Bosnia peace accord into practice, here's what has happened. There was a 40-nation conference that agreed to set up a United Nations police force. They endorsed the swift dispatch of election monitors, and they have already counted the costs of rebuilding the nation. Clinton is lying to you. This is a NATO United Nations operation. And really, it's United Nations. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the baton is passed from the architects of peace to the builders and craftsmen. British Foreign Secretary Malcolm Rifkind said that. That's a Masonic buzz term if I've ever heard one in my life. Passed from the architects of peace to the builders and craftsmen. The builders and craftsmen. The conference appointed Carl Bildt, a former Swedish prime minister and the European Union's peace negotiator, to oversee the civil reconstruction. He's going to report to a new 11-member peace implementation board. Its members include the United States, Japan, Britain, France, Germany, the European Union, and the Organization of Islamic States. All 40 nations and the dozen international agencies that met in London will form a peace implementation council. Clinton didn't tell you all this stuff, did he? They're calling human rights a priority. The conference approved a 1,500-member international police force and called for volunteers. Anybody want to volunteer? It also endorsed a 250-member election monitoring force appointed by the 53-nation Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe. Do any of you out there listening believe that the Peace Implementation Council will ever go away? Do any of you believe that the United Nations police will ever be dissolved once formed? Has anybody listening ever heard it clearly stated that the Peace Implementation Council and the United Nations police are subordinate to the United Nations Security Council? Rick Kind was right, ladies and gentlemen. A baton has been passed. Only governments have police forces. The United Nations is now a government. Even worse, the foundation may have been laid to bypass the United Nations Security Council in controlling that government. Don't you think it's quite clear now why Clinton has pushed so hard for the Bosnian intervention, despite its gross unpopularity amongst the American people? Why do you think he said, it doesn't matter what Congress says, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what anybody says, I'm sending those troops anyway? Just as with the creation of the World Trade Organization, he's going to take any risk and pay any price to further the subordination of the United States to a world government. Brad Dolan says, some of us will one day find ourselves on the wrong end of the United Nations gun. If you don't believe that, stick around, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to find out the hard way. When your door comes crashing down in the middle of the night, and they want to know where all your guns are stored. And if you don't think they know who you are by now, you're out of your mind. And if you belong to the NRA, you've already registered your guns. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Greg from Alamogordo.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? I had actually a quick question for you, but that your last caller kind of got me on a sidetrack. If he's listening, the number for FIJA is 1-800-TEL-JURY. 1-800-TEL-JURY. T-E-L-J-U-R-Y.
1-800-T-E-L-J-U-R-Y. I encourage everybody out there to contact the Fully Informed Jury Association. If you're not a member, join. If you don't want to join, at least get their pamphlets and their information and learn what it means to be a member of a jury in this country.
And I would second what you told him about not opening up your mouth, because I, in fact, did just that. And, of course, I was not selected, but the prosecuting attorney said something that I couldn't really let go by. And what it was is he didn't exactly come out and say, no, your job as the jury is to judge the facts, and the judge's job is to judge the law. What he said was, would any of you have a problem if I suggested that your job is to judge the facts, and his job is to judge the law?
He's trolling for FIJA members.
Yeah, and what he basically did is he was leading those who didn't know the difference, of course.
Yeah, you should have kept your mouth shut. You should have got on that jury.
I should have, but I couldn't. But you know what, though, regarding what it was sort of a high-publicized trial, and there was lots of, from what I could tell, there was a pretty much a mood there, and my personal opinion was that he might have been considering, well, I don't want to go into that whole story, but I actually had a question for you, and it was regarding, the IMF.
Yes.
Okay. I understand exactly what happened in March 1933. I have all the paperwork to corroborate that.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that the Secretary of the Treasury is the governor of the IMF in this country. My question is, what was happening in between when we were bankrupted in 1933 to the Bretton Woods Treaty? What was happening in that 12-year period?
I don't understand what you mean.
I guess what my question is if the Secretary of the Treasury / governor of IMF in America is in charge of managing our debt, our bankruptcy?
Yes.
Okay. Then who was in charge of managing that bankruptcy between March 1933 and when it was formalized at the Bretton Woods Treaty in 1945, when the Secretary of the Treasury became governor of IMF in America?
I don't really know, but I would bet that it was either the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board or the President of the United States.
Okay. And that kind of leaves me the second side question regarding the issue of Veritas. I forget the number. Regarding the trust funds that were created.
Yes.
Do trust funds, not exactly clear on how they work. I tried to look this up before I talked to you, but do the beneficiaries of trust funds have to be specified? And let's say some of the beneficiaries die, does the trust fund get amended? I mean, some question information as to who the...
The beneficiaries do not have to be specified to the public or to anyone that they do not have to specify who they are to.
And that includes, let's say, if they had to amend that trust at some point, because I assume that they had to name someone, and since it's been 60-odd years, it's possible that that some of those people might be deceased right now. So my guess is, well, I guess that's neither here nor there.
Well, my guess is that the beneficiary is an organization and not individuals.
Now that would explain it. And regarding what you said right when I was hanging on hold there about, I'm still flabbergasted by the term peace implementation or peace. as far as when they say things like human rights are a priority, well, I have a question. If we're in such a position, do you find it as funny as I do?
I can't stop laughing.
Okay, well, get this.
Excuse me, folks, but that just struck a funny bone, and I there was no way that I could stop laughing.
I hope it did.
Well, I tried.
The absurdity of the situation. But if we supposedly are the leadership role, and supposedly we won the Cold War, and we're the only superpower, then why isn't everyone, it's a simple question that any of these people can ask the non-believers next to them, then why doesn't the whole world have now a Bill of Rights? Why doesn't the whole world, why are we forced to take concessions if we supposedly won everything? Do you see what I'm saying?
The whole reason for the collapse of the so-called Soviet Union, which was not a collapse at all, it's an illusion, believe me, is that the war between the two cannot result in a winner. It has to result in a synthesis.
Synthesis.
So out of the war between capitalism and communism must come something that's in between. And it's going to be a totalitarian socialism, very much like the national socialism that Hitler reigned with in Germany. Believe me, it's going to be very close to that.
And to add some craziness to it, after 1933, isn't our, quote, capitalism not even so much, quote, capitalism after 1933 anyway? I mean, throughout the whole Cold War, isn't what they called capitalism just a...
Well, if you want to answer your own question, then get a copy of the Communist Manifesto and then check off each of those that are at work in the United States as we speak, and you'll find that... we became almost totally socialist a long time ago.
Yeah, that's pretty much my opinion, especially with those laws that they came out with in 1934, right after. Anyways, I guess before I get off the air, I just wanted to tell the folks out there, if I can give a Swiss America plug for you, that I've had exquisite service from them for just about everything yet, and I just thought I'd add that in there before I get off the air and let another caller get on.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night. Oh, yeah. And if you, I want to know, did any of you get your, I would like for people who received the NASA Moon to America book or the 5-tape set on Oklahoma City to call. We just got another 150 NASA Moon to America books in. Those will be going out within the next couple of days. I think Annie's got almost half of them packaged up, ready to go tomorrow. All of the 5-tape sets of the training film for the Oklahoma City bombing, those all went out, and all of you should have received those. I'm trying to think of what else. I can't think of anything, but I know that there was something else. Anyway, everything's out except for the... NASA Moon to America books, which we had to beg and plead for a special printing, which was done. We received 150 books, I believe it was Friday afternoon. Half of those are ready to go out tomorrow. Did we get them today? I don't remember when we got them. It was either today or Friday. And the rest will go out within the next couple of days, and then we have 50 more that are back, that are in transit, so they should be here within the next 2 or 3 days, we hope. We've been told that they've been shipped, and that will complete everybody's NASA Moon to America order. So for the rest of the broadcast, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear from people who ordered those tapes. I'd like to hear what you think about Michelle's training lecture at our conference. And I'd like to hear from those of you who've received NASA Moon to America and anything that I've forgotten, you might want to call in about that you may have received. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Scott from Long Island.
Hello, Scott.
I didn't get the book Man the Moon to America, but I've got a lighter note. Did
you order it?
No, I didn't.
Shame on you.
I've enjoyed the shows you did about it, though. Trying to direct my resources real directly. I just saw a production at Lincoln Center in New York that was funded by Amarada Hess. It was called Racing Demons, and it was a story about the Anglican Church in the modern context and basically how the Anglican Church was in decline. But it was interesting because the stage it was played out on was a perfect iron cross. They had a lot of low lighting and a very bright white border around it. Cross. But at any rate, one of the Anglican priests was discredited as a homosexual, and near the end of the play, he was off to Malta to minister to the expatriate community. And at the very end of the play, there was ominous music, and the audience was showered with a burst of bright infrared-like heat lamps, referring to this gentleman's sojourn to the sun. On a more serious note, I've been in contact with the Division of Military and Naval Affairs in the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that the budget that the state allocates for the National Guard in New York State is $12 million and that the federal government pays $350 million for the New York State National Guard.
That's right.
Which amazed me. But what I also found out was that in more recent legislation, citizens of New York State have been barred from associating together as a military unit. At the same time...
As military or paramilitary?
As military units.
That means they have to disband the National Guard.
Yeah, it's interesting because...
And you should bring a suit. You should bring a class action suit that under that law they must disband the National Guard and cause all federal troops to leave the state of New York because it's against the law.
Well, what I wanted to point out to New York State residents, and I'm going to try to take this up with my assemblyman, but...
No, you should take this to court. I mean, if they want to play silly games with the law, you can use that law and turn it right back around on them.
Well, that's interesting, because we're definitely in a catch-22 where our Second Amendment rights are in jeopardy if we're not well-organized, and at the same time we're barred from being organized by New York State law. So I wanted to alert New York State residents to that fact and express to them that they should try to contact their assemblymen and at least place this in the minds of New York State assemblymen.
Well, you got to do more than that. You got to push it all the way. Any law that conflicts directly with the Constitution is not a law and is, in fact, null and void from its passage.
Do I need to find an attorney, a member of the bar, or should I contact the Attorney General of the state, who's apparently an interesting fella?
You should get together with other people in the state who believe and feel the way you do and file suit.
Okay. I thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now remember, if you don't do these things, you lose. You lose. They win by default simply because you don't even challenge it. And that's a terrible way to lose. In fact, that's the worst way in the world that I can even imagine to lose anything.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the java in love me. Coffee and tea and the java in me. A cup. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Mojo, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup.
Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug just like a slug in a jug. A slice of onion and a raw one.
Raw.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the job of driving, you love me. Coffee and tea and the job and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
oh. The Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. And no, they don't make coffee. They specialize in non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets, real money. Have you guys ever had a real silver dollar, a real gold, $20 gold piece, or, you know, even a $5 gold piece? It's real small, but it's real heavy. You ever held one in your hand? You ever felt it? You ever dropped it on a table and heard that ring like a bell? Well, if you haven't, I suggest that you at least get one in your whole life so that you can have that experience. And then if you don't like it, you can turn around and sell it. But I guarantee you that once you've done it, you won't turn around and sell it. You'll keep it. Real money never loses its value. You can buy the same number of loaves of bread today as you could 1,000 years ago with a $20 gold piece. And that's a fact, folks. So call our sponsors, Swiss America Trading. Tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time. Tell them that William Cooper sent you, and you'll get red carpet treatment. Ask for the current newsletter. Ask them to send it right away so that you can get up to speed on what's going on. And then ask them how you can get your hands on some real money. Over a long period of time, a little bit at a time, or a lot at once, or however you want to do it, they'll help you. They guarantee what they do. They have a buyback policy. And I guarantee what they do. If anybody at Swiss America Trading ever does you wrong, you let me know. I'll get with Craig. He will make it right. If he ever fails to make it right, ladies and gentlemen, if it costs me everything that I own, I will make it right. I don't do anything that I can't back with everything that I believe in, everything that I own. And that's a fact. You can't get better service or better people or better guarantees than that. So call 1-800-289-2646, folks, and do it right now. You know how you tend to procrastinate. Get on the phone.
Get for a king, get for a queen. Get your laundry cleaner than clean with King's washing machine. All of your clothes brighter than new. White get white and gray to do with King's washing machine.
It's ahead of its time.
It's in front of the pack.
You'll say goodbye to grime.
Sure as penguins say quack.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Penguins don't say quack.
Well, what do penguins say?
I thought you'd never...
They say, fit for a king, fit for a queen. Get your laundry cleaner than clean with King's washing machine.
Good evening. You're on the air.
This is Laura calling.
Lori, are you on some kind of a Rome phone or something?
I'm on an old-fashioned phone. I've got the thing in my ear and the other part in front of my mouth.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. I don't know if you're aware of the fact that the Christmas tree for the White House came from Vermont last year, but I happened to be flipping through the channels on TV, and the Public Access Channel had a ceremony on it with a woman giving a speech in front of a Christmas tree that was about to be cut down. You know, that caught my attention because she was saying some pretty strange things. They were going to attach 4 different colored strips of cloth to this tree, which were supposedly going to signify the 4 elements of the universe or something like that. And she was saying that this tree knows what an honor it is, that it's been chosen for this noble purpose. And she was talking like this tree was a person. And the guys were going up in ladders attaching these strips of cloth. And she said that our own Senator James Jeffries was going to give a speech afterwards. And she said that they were going to offer up a prayer to the tree. And then she said this. Now, I know the origins of the pagan origins of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
She said that this was their Sundance tree, and everyone was going to do their Sundance around it.
Uh-huh. Well,
I understood right then what she was talking about.
Christmas is the celebration of the birth of the sun.
And what was the name of it? The Solus or something? The celebration of Solus?
The winter solstice.
Solstice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Constantine the Great changed it to Christmas.
Well, they had to do something in order to prevent the complete fall of the empire. So they married the religion. They had a bunch of followers of an obscure religious or an obscure, I don't know what you would have called him back then, teacher, and the pagan religions into what is now the Christian church.
Well, it seems like they're trying to revert it back now, the environmentalists anyway. She was definitely environmental.
I've said a million times, you're going to see the death of Christianity unless Christians can get hold of themselves and get out of all of their stupidity and start fighting the war like they should. You're going to see it disappear. And you're going to see the reemergence of all the old pagan gods. Now, I don't care if what people want to worship, as long as they don't try to infringe upon the rights of others to worship what they want to worship.
Right. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to share with you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. I want to reiterate, folks, that I don't care what religion you are or what religion anyone belongs to or worships at. I believe that you have the right to do that. I believe that if you don't have the right to do that, I don't have the right to do that. And I'm not going to give up my right, therefore I will protect yours. If you come and ask me what I think is the religion that is the best and why I think it, I will tell you my personal views, but I will not shove them down your throat, and I will not venture to tell you this unless you come and ask me. That's what Jesus Christ did. He would stop along the side of the road, and he would preach to whoever would stop and listen. And who passed by, he allowed to pass by. And he didn't hurt them. He didn't chase them down. He didn't call them names. In fact, one of his most precious tenets was, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." And I am constantly amazed at so many Christians who claim to be following what Jesus Christ taught, and from watching them, it's clear to me that they don't even know three words that he ever spoke in his entire life, at least as to what they meant. They can parrot those words, but they sure don't live their life according to those words. Let me see here. Good evening. You're on the air.
I'm into that, brother. Sam and Maryland.
Hello, Sam.
Got an update for you on Michael New.
Yes.
Daniel New called into the American Eagle Network show this evening and said that the court-martial is Thursday, 13th.
This Thursday?
This coming Thursday. And in order for he and his wife to go, they've been told they need $3,500 apiece, I presume, for first-class tickets round trip over there. Probably have to go first class because they're going less than a week or 10 days or whatever it is. And it's the only thing I can figure why the tickets would cost that much. But I don't have the defense fund address right at hand, but I thought somebody else might call in and get it out.
It's in every issue of Veritas, the last issue. Not the last issue, but the issue before.
Yeah, it's in number 7. But
number 7.
I don't have it at hand. It's down in my office. So. But I thought I'd call and pass that on.
Okay.
People want to know, and I figure you want to know, too.
Thank you.
See ya.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. In the first court-martial, he'll be found guilty. Then it'll go to appeals, and it'll go to a military appeals court. And then from there, it will go to a federal appeals court, and it can go all the way to the Supreme Court. And that's what we hope will happen. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. I heard that the balanced budget includes a NAFTA with the Caribbean countries.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit. I haven't seen it. Has anybody seen it?
No, all I heard...
Is this Clinton's proposal or...
It's in the Republican one.
Well,
it includes the NAFTA Caribbean countries.
Well, that's where NAFTA and GATT came from, was Gingrich and Dole.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just thought I'd put it on the air so everybody would hear it. It's not that great, is it, after all?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill. This is Jack from Arkansas. I sure appreciate your show, your Veritas and everything. I have an announcement I'd like to make, if you don't mind. It had to do with the Arkansas State Convention.
Wait, whoa. What do you mean, Arkansas State Convention?
Well, what they're trying to do is have a constitutional convention. And anyway, the vote is tomorrow, and the two things that you have talked about, and I found out too, is the state boundaries are being dropped in the new working draft. Cities and county governments can be abolished by legislators rather than by voters. The citizens are also put under military code, both federal and state, in the new working draft before you have to be a service person to be on there. It's very dangerous. We're recommending that the people get out and vote tomorrow. They expect a light turnout.
Wait a minute. You've lost me completely. Who is doing this?
This is Governor Jim J. Tucker.
Is just the state of Arkansas doing it?
Yes, it is, Bill.
So they've drafted their own constitutional convention and their own constitution or something?
They sure did. It came out of the Conference of State Governments. They're the ones that sat in on all these committee meetings.
You mean the Council of State Governments?
That's correct.
Okay.
And this thing was it put together real quick. They had emergency session.
And it's for the state of Arkansas?
State of Arkansas, yes.
Okay. Well, if you live in Arkansas, if you just heard what I just heard, I'd be on my horse bright and early.
Yes, I would too, but they're expecting a light turnout, mainly because of Christmas, and the news media is not getting the information out. They're saying it's grammar changes only, and to bring it up because it's over 100 years old, and they're lies.
Yeah, well, they're...
But everything, Bill, you've been saying, it's in there. And I tell you, you've really woken up a lot of people out here. You've got a lot of listeners here. And we're all working together, networking together. And everything we see, we check it out and double-check it. And I tell you, it's unreal what's going on. And most people don't know what's happening.
Yep, that's true. Remember, Lucifer is the great deceiver.
Definitely.
Wherever you see lies, deceit, and manipulation, you see the hand of evil at work. I don't care who's doing it. If it's good, no one has to lie about it.
That's for sure.
If it's good, no one has to be deceived. If it's good, no one has to be manipulated.
But anyway, Bill, we sure appreciate you, your show, and I know that a lot of times we hear, sometimes you get down in the dumps, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there that really appreciate it. But we feel the same way you do sometimes, because... You like to shake these people that don't understand, but you can't. You just got to move on and go on to someone that, will listen.
I'd like to slap their ears off, to tell you the truth, but I can't do it.
I know. It's crazy. Well, Bill, I'll let another caller get in. Again, keep up the good work, and we're with you.
Thank you.
You're fine, Mark.
Thank you for calling. You've been fighting this battle as long as I have, and if you knew what I know, and if you had the access to the documents and the papers and the books that I own, you'd get down in the dumps also. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Ron in California. I got my NASA Moon to America book.
Wonderful. What do you think about it?
Well, the pictures are fantastic. The color is very clear. You can see the ground, you can see the dirt, and then the dirt just kind of stops, and you can tell that there's a wall, and there's a backdrop.
Yeah.
Plain as day.
Made in a movie studio, huh? And you can see that with your own eyes, can't you?
Right on a film. And there's many, many facts in the book besides the pictures. Like one fact, as I read it three times, one fact is that the hatch on the lunar lander... They measured the hatch, and they measured the back tab. back on the astronauts. There's no way they could have got out of the capsule.
That's right. Isn't that incredible? Did you see the one of the lunar lander sitting on the ground and look at the dirt, the dust underneath?
Yeah, it's pristine. Even the nozzle, you could tell, is brand new. It's never been fired.
Wasn't even disturbed, was it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's perfect, like if someone just glassed it over. There's no way that thrust could have landed that rocket, made a gentle landing with thrust coming out of that nozzle, hitting that dirt. There's no way.
No, supposedly, according to statistics, it had at least 20,000 pounds of thrust. And if you see the footprints that the astronauts are making in that dust all over the place, you know it would have blown that dust away to solid rock. And there's not even a dimple under that nozzle. But anyway.
There's even more information than that. If you entail the suit, the astronaut's costume, or the, what do you call it, the space suit, how do they fasten the gloves? The gloves would have to be attached, and with all that pressure, there's no way that they could have fastened it. It likens it to a tire. If you just have a tire that's inflated with just a pinhole, the backpack couldn't supply enough oxygen to fill that suit with all the leaks going through the gloves, through the zipper, through all the ways that you would attach the helmet. There's no way that suit could work in a vacuum. And also another important fact, the Van Allen belts, they sent up monkeys, and all the monkeys came back dead. There's no way that man can exist past that Van Allen belt. And that got me to thinking, that's what's behind this UFO thing. Because they want people to believe that life can exist from outer space and can come here, but there's no way that any kind of life can exist with all that radiation.
Well, if you think about it, if you just think about the cosmic rays and the radiation from the sun with no protection of an atmosphere or anything else, NASA's been lying to us for a long, long time. This book just brings it home. I should have written a book about it a long time ago. I didn't. I'm glad Renee did. I wasn't the only one. There are other people who have revealed this stuff. But once you get out of your emotionally grounded belief system and really start examining things with your mind, you'll find out that we've been lied to in so many ways. It is absolutely maddening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. It all makes sense. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And folks, if any of you out there would still like to get a copy of NASA Moon to America, you'll have to wait for a little while, but you'll get it. Just send us the money. I believe it's $30 postpaid. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, as much as you examine other topics, I think you should examine Mr. Jesus Christ a little better thoroughly. He said in Matthew 50:24, he called a Canaanite woman a dog. You need to examine race. God created the races. He did not wish for them to be mixed.
Go away, bigot. We don't buy into that here. There's only one race, and that's the human race. If you want to practice your dog religion, and if you want to go and persecute people because they don't look like you, then you better be careful, because somebody will sit on you and squash you and lock you away forever. Nobody can change your thoughts. Nobody can make you think differently, and I wouldn't even want to try. But you put your practices to work, and I will help put you away. As deep into the deepest dungeon that I can find on the face of this earth, using every law that I can do it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. This is Virginia over here in Texas. So I do appreciate your show and Veritas. I wanted to ask you, a year ago, April 3rd, I had made myself a note here that when those governors at Leavitt and Nelson out there in Nebraska and Utah brought up that conference of the state, I didn't think that they would have power to do that. I have a note here that says governors do not have the power over the people to change the Constitution.
Well, I beg to differ with you, because that's exactly how our founding fathers created the Constitution that we have now.
Oh, okay. So I was never sure on that.
It's exactly how they did it. They got together seven representatives of the 13 states, which represented a simple majority, which is what they want to do. They want to get together 26 representatives of the 50 states to create a new constitution.
Wow.
That's what our founding fathers did. They're trying to pull the same old trick that our founding fathers pulled to create this one.
Okay. Well, since I had not really bothered to look into this stuff before I started listening to your program, well, what about now these big corporate sponsors that are going to be pitching in to progress this for the Elite and get rid of our Constitution? Can they do that?
Well, sure. They can donate money to whatever cause they want. If you want to... if you want to build a 5,000-foot statue of Santa Claus on a piece of property out in the outback of Australia, and the Australian government doesn't have any laws against it, you can get people to contribute millions of dollars, and you can do that.
Wow.
Yeah, they can contribute money to bring about a conference of the states where the governors or their representatives can meet and create a constitution. You see, the governors are the elected representatives of the people.
Okay.
You see, this is a Republican form of government where the representatives of the people decide the laws, decide the legislation, decide what they're going to do. The only problem with it is they have to do it according to the law, and the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. The Constitution spells out within the document how and by which methods it can be changed or amended. So whatever they do, if it doesn't fit the description of what's outlined in the Constitution for the way that it has to be done, then they can't do it.
Oh.
Unless people just sit back and let them get away with it.
Okay, well, I'm learning, and I do appreciate you and your show and all the work you're doing for us.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night. Boy, sometimes, folks, I wonder what happens to people to make them hate other people so much simply because they're not the same color or they don't look the same way, or they don't come from the same place, or they don't worship the same God. And these same people are the ones who will sit down and tell you that they believe in liberty. And they're liars. And I'll tell you this right now, in my estimation, they're the scum of the earth. People should do whatever makes them happy. They should live with whoever they can live with that makes them happy. And I'm going to tell you right now, if all of us on the face of this earth, no matter what race we belong to, or what religion we belong to, or what country we or our ancestors originally came from, if we don't all learn to live together in peace and harmony and mature and realize that there's only one race and that is the human race, we are doomed to wars and destruction and death and misery and rape and pillage forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And if that's what you want, if that's truly what you want, then I truly, truly don't want to be a part of it, or of you, or of this world, or of any of it. It is absolutely disgusting to me that people even have to be told these things. Good night, and God bless you all.
Hey. M E R I K A. Comrade Clinton is marching us towards the millennium. His agenda, a new world order. He intends to foreclose upon the people and the property of the United States of America. Said it was necessary to kill the congregation at Waco to save the children. Comrade Clinton chides us and guides us into surrendering our sovereignty piece by piece for a one world government. What happened to you, America? Have you lost both your will to win and your mind? Would you willingly turn your children over to the Hitlerian health sappo to be immunized with a mark? Will you allow your kids to be numbered like animals, as were the Jews and Gypsies in Nazi concentration camps, where they could be tracked
and control from cradle to grave, and not raise your gun nor your voice? Have you bought Clinton's big lie and rejected the uncomfortable truth? Are we so brain dead and fantasy led as to be politically correct, rather than spiritually right? America, God help us. Haven't you learned?